This is the Sakha Murli of the 21st of June 2025. Essence, sweet children, you are aware that you have completed your cycle of 84 births and that you are now going home to the land of peace. Very little time remains before you return home. Question. What are the signs of the children who are aware that they are returning home? Answer. While looking at this old world, they don't see it. They have unlimited disinterest in it and remain light while carrying on with their business. They don't waste their time gossiping. They consider themselves to be guests in this world. Om Shanti. Only you Brahmin children of the confluence age know that you are guests in this old world for a short time. Your true home is the land of peace. Human beings, thinking that they will receive peace of mind there, remember that place very much. However, they don't know what a mind is, what peace is, or where they can receive it. You know that very little time remains before you return home. The human beings of this whole world will go there, number wise. That is the land of peace, and this is a land of sorrow. It is easy to remember this. Whether someone is young or old, he is able to remember this much. The knowledge of the whole world is included in this. All the detailed matters enters your intellects. You are now sitting at the confluence age. It is in your intellects that you are going to the land of peace according to the Dharma plan. By having this in your intellects, you will experience happiness and also be reminded of it. You have remembered your 84 births. That path of devotion is separate because these things are of the path of this knowledge. The father asks, sweet children, do you now remember your home? You listen to so much. You listen to so many things. One of those things is that we will now go to the land of peace and then go to that land of happiness. The Father has come to take us to the pure world. In that land of happiness too, souls reside in peace and happiness. In the land of peace, there is just peace. Here there is a lot of upheaval. When you return to your homes from Madhavan, your intellects are diverted to gossiping and your business, etc. Here, you don't have those same complications. You know that you are souls and residents of the land of peace. We have become actors here. No one else knows how we become actors. The Father comes and teaches just you children. Only a handful out of multi-millions study this. Not everyone will study. You are now becoming so sensible. Previously, you were senseless. Look how much fighting and battling, etc., there is now. What would you call all of this? It has been forgotten that we are all brothers. Do brothers kill one another? Yes, they do kill one another, just for property and wealth. You now know that all of us are brothers, children of the one Father. You souls understand in a practical way that the Father comes and teaches us souls. He teaches us exactly as he did 5,000 years ago because he is the ocean of knowledge. No one knows this study. Only you children know that the Father is the creator of heaven. You cannot say that he is the creator of the world. The world is eternal. You can say that he is the creator of heaven. There were no other lands there. Here, there are many lands. There was a time when there was only one religion and one land. All the variety of religions came later. It has now entered your intellects how the variety of religions come into existence. The first is the original, eternal deity religion. It is here that you call it the original, eternal religion, but no one understands the meaning of that. You all belonged to the original, eternal deity religion. But it is just that you became impure. From being Seto Pradhan, you have continued to become Seto, Rajo, and Tamo. You understand that you belonged to the original, eternal deity religion. You were very pure then and have now become impure. You had claimed your inheritance from the Father by becoming the masters of the pure world. You understand that you first belonged to that pure household religion, and that according to the Dharma plan, you now belong to an impure family path in the kingdom of Ravan. You call out, O purifier, take us to that land of happiness. It is a matter of yesterday. Yesterday you were pure, and today you have become impure, and call out. Souls have become impure. Souls call out, Baba, come and purify us once again. The Father says, become pure in this last birth, and you will become very happy for 21 births. The Father tells you very good things and liberates you from bad things. You were deities. You now have to become those once again. Become pure. It is so easy. The income is great. It is in the intellects of you children that Shiv Baba has come. He comes every 5,000 years. The old world then definitely becomes new. No one else can tell you this. In the scriptures, they have lengthened the duration of the Iron Age. This is fixed in the destiny of the Dharma. You children are now making effort to become liberated from sin. So pay attention that no further sin is committed. It is when you become body conscious that the other vices come and make you commit sin. This is why the evil spirits have to be chased away. Don't have attachment to anything of this world. Let there be disinterest in this old world. Although you see that you are still living in this old home, your intellects should go to that new world. When you go to your new home, you will only see that new home. Until this old home is destroyed, you will continue to see it with your eyes while remembering the new home. Don't perform any such act for which there would have to be repentance. Today, I caused sorrow for so-and-so. I committed this sin. You can ask Baba, Baba, is this a sin? Why should you choke yourself? If you don't ask, you will continue to choke. If you ask Baba, Baba would instantly make you light. You are very heavy. The burden of sin is very heavy. You will then become light from any burden of sin for 21 births. There is a burden of sins of many births on your heads. The more you stay in remembrance, the lighter you will become. The alloy is removed and your happiness increases. In the Golden Age, you were very happy, and that happiness has gradually been decreasing and disappearing. The journey from the Golden Age to the Iron Age has taken 5,000 years. It is now that you know about the journey from heaven to hell and how you come from heaven into hell. You are now going to heaven from hell. Liberation and life in a second has been remembered. You have recognized the Father. The Father has come, and so he will definitely take us to heaven. As soon as a child is born, he becomes a master of the property. Now that you belong to the Father, your intoxication should rise. Why should it decrease? You are very great. You now belong to the unlimited Father, and so you have a right to the unlimited kingdom. This is why it is remembered. If you want to know about supersensuous joy, ask the gopis and gopikas who belong to Gopi Vallabh, the father of the gopis. Vallabh is the father, so ask him. Your mercury of happiness rises number-wise according to the efforts you make. Some will very quickly make others equal to themselves. The task of you children is to make others forget everything else and to remind them of their kingdom. You were the masters of heaven. It is now the Iron Age, this old world, and there will then be a new world. It is now in the intellects of you children that the Father comes into Bharat every 5,000 years. His birthday is celebrated. You know that the Father comes and goes back after giving us the kingdom, and that there is then no need to remember him. Then, when the path of devotion begins, you begin to remember him. Because souls have consumed the treasures they received from him, they remember the Father and say, Baba, come once again and take us to the land of peace and land of happiness. You children now understand that he is your Father, teacher, and guru. You have the beginning, middle, and end of the world's cycle, and this knowledge of your 84 births in your intellects. You have taken 84 births countless times and will continue to take them. There is no end to this. This cycle is only in your intellects. The discus of self-realization has to be remembered again and again. This is Manmanabhav. The more you remember the Father, the more your sins will be burnt away. When you come close to your karmateet stage, you will not perform any sinful acts. Some sinful acts are now still performed. None of you has yet reached your complete karmateet stage. This Baba is also a student with you. It is Shiv Baba who is teaching you. Although he enters this one is also a student. These are new things. Now, simply remember the Father and the world cycle. That is the path of devotion, and this path is of this knowledge. There is the difference of day and night. There, people play musical instruments and ring bells, etc. Here, You simply have to stay in remembrance. Souls are immortal. There are also immortal thrones. It isn't that the Father alone is the immortal image. You too are immortal images. Each forehead is a throne of a soul, the immortal image. He definitely sits in the forehead. A soul would not sit in the stomach. You now know where the throne of each soul and immortal image is. Our thrones are in the center of our foreheads. At Amritsar, they have that immortal image, and although they sing praise of the immortal image, they don't understand the meaning of it. No one knows about their immortal thrones. You now know that this is the throne on which he sits and speaks to you. Souls are imperishable, whereas bodies are perishable. This is the immortal throne of the soul. This constantly remains the immortal throne. You understand this. Those people have then created a physical throne and given it that name. In fact, the immortal soul sits here. You children have the meaning of Ek Omkar, the one incorporeal, in your intellects. You understand the meaning of it. People go to temples and sing praise of Rama and Narayan. They sing praise of God in different names. It has no meaning. They continue to sing praise in this way. Now there is so much difference between Rama and Narayan. The Father says all of that belongs to the path of devotion. This knowledge is very simple. Before you ask about anything else, remember the Father and your inheritance. No one is able to make this effort because they forget. There is also a play, Maya turns you one way and God turns you the other way. When you remember the Father, Maya brings many other storms. Maya's orders are, become powerful and fight the powerful ones. All of you are on a battlefield. You know what types of warriors there are. Some are very weak, some slightly weak, and others very powerful. All are battling with Maya in an incognito way, underground. Those people test their bombs underground. You children know this as well. They are doing everything to bring about their own death. You are sitting in total silence, whereas they have the power of science. There are many natural calamities. No one can do anything about them. They are now even trying to create artificial rain. If they become able to create artificial rain, they will be able to grow many crops. You children know that no matter how much rain falls, there will definitely be natural calamities. There will be torrential rainfall. So what will you be able to do then? Those are called natural calamities. Those things don't exist in the Golden Age. They happen here, and they will help during destruction. It is in your intellects that when you are in the Golden Age, you will have golden palaces by the banks of the river Yamuna. There will be very few of us residing there. It will continue to be like that every cycle. At first, there will be few, and then the tree will grow. There will be nothing that creates dirt. Here, even the birds create dirt everywhere. There, there is no dirt of any kind. That is called heaven. You now understand that you are becoming deities, and so there should be so much happiness inside you. In order to keep you safe from Maya, the genie, the father says, children, become busy doing this spiritual business, man, manabhav. Become genies in this, that's all. They give the example of a genie who asks to be given some work to do. So Baba too gives you some work. Otherwise, Maya will eat you. Become the father's full helpers. The father will not do anything alone. The father doesn't rule. You do service, and so the kingdom is also for you. The father says, I come into this most impure land. Maya is an alligator. She swallows so many Maharatis. They are all enemies. The enemy of a frog is a snake. You know that your enemy is Maya. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdara. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dharana, make effort to liberate yourself from performing sin. Never become body conscious. Don't have attachment to anything of this world. Second one, in order to remain safe from Maya, the genie, keep your intellect busy doing this spiritual business. Become a full helper of the Father. Blessing, may you be a soul who has the fortune of happiness and constantly experience happiness by using all your treasures at the right time. As soon as you took your Brahmin birth, you received from Bhaktara many elevated treasures of happiness for the whole day. This is why, even today, devotees experience temporary happiness just hearing your name. When they see your non-living image, they begin to dance in happiness. In the same way, all of you have the fortune of happiness, for you have received many treasures. Now simply use them at the right time. Constantly keep the key to them in front of you. That is, keep these constantly in your awareness and bring that awareness into a practical form, and you will constantly continue to experience happiness. Slogan: those who ignite the light of the Father's elevated hopes are the lamps, the deepaks, of the clan. Abhyat signal, practice being in the stage of soul consciousness, be introverted. Stay in the stage of soul consciousness and let go of extroversion, and you will be saved from laboring and become merged in an ocean of experiences. There aren't just one or two experiences, but plenty of them. Do not just have one or two experiences and bathe in just a pool of experiences. As children of the ocean, merge in the ocean of experiences. Om Shanti.